When I make these goals and set these plans and I pray about them, like, I don't really pay too much mind to them, right? It's not a lot of worrying that goes on. And I guess I'm reminded constantly of how much faith I have. I wanted to have this conversation about the consequences of our desires, right? And it has a little bit to do with faith, but it has a lot to do with the things we are asking for. Sometimes when we ask God for things, God gives them to us, right? Or better yet, God pulls them out of us. I'm a true believer that everything we need, everything we desire in life, it starts on the inside of us. What did I say out loud that I wanted to accomplish this year? I'm going through all of these things that was unexpected. You know, I wish I wasn't going through, but, you know, clearly there's a reason. And I'm imploring you and challenging you to try to really discover what that reason is. Because a lot of the times it's tied to the things that we ask for. Welcome to the new episode of the Miles High Podcast. This is Miles Monroe Jr., your host. The goal of this podcast is to always entertain, educate, and elevate you miles high above your fears, your doubts, and any limitations that you may think exist, always knowing that those limitations only exist in your mind. All right? So I wanted to have this quick conversation today. I was reflecting this past week about how much my faith has grown, right? I've this year has been a great year so far. Like, a lot of things that I've been working towards and preparing for has just been working out and playing out the way that I would have hoped. And I realized that when I make these goals and set these plans and I pray about them, like, I don't really pay too much mind to them, right? It's not a lot of worrying that goes on. And I guess I'm reminded constantly of how much faith I have and how much my faith has grown over the years, right? Because I could remember, 10 years ago, my faith was nowhere near where it is right now. And I was reflecting on that. And I wanted to have this conversation about the consequences of our desires, right? And it has a little bit to do with faith, but it has a lot to do with the things we are asking for, right? The things we are praying for, the things that we want to achieve in our lives. They come with consequences, and there are some of the consequences are good, some of the consequences are bad. I could remember when I was talking about my faith and how much my faith has grown and how strong my faith is right now. I, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I remember noticing my dad and his faith and how strong his faith was. And I remember asking God, man, like, I want you to make my faith as strong as this. Like, I want to have faith strong enough to not worry as much as I used to worry. I was just so intrigued and inspired and encouraged by the faith that my dad had. And I remember asking God, man, I want you to give me faith as strong as him, the faith as strong as he has. And, once I made that request, made that statement, two things happened in my life. And one of them being, I lost my parents. My parents passed away. And I realized that through that process of losing my parents, dealing with the loss, dealing with depression, and hopefully coming through on the other end, I realized my faith had really grown through that process. I'm always reminded of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6, and I've talked about this verse on the pod before, but it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, right? So regardless of what we go through, what we experience, the things that we're encountering on a day-to-day basis, right? Our focus, our trust, the foundation of our lives should be grounded in God. And, you know, as long as we focus on him, you know, he's going to direct us in the ways that we should go. And I realized, again, once I asked to strengthen my faith, the process of me losing my parents helped me in the process, right? And, you know, I was reflecting on, you know, this principle this week, last week, and I just realized that sometimes when we ask God for things, God gives them to us, right? Or better yet, God pulls them out of us. I'm a true believer that everything we need, everything we desire in life, it starts on the inside of us, right? Everything that we're supposed to do, everything we're supposed to accomplish on earth, the things that we need, the tools, the skills, everything that we need to accomplish those things are already on the inside of us, right? So, you know, I could laugh at it now, but, you know, sometimes these processes that we go through to get the things that we want and when the things that we desire are not what we expect. You know, it's crazy how, you know, the process of me losing my parents allowed me to develop and grow my faith. And it's the reason, it's truly the reason why my faith is at where it is, where it's at today. Now, that's also in addition to, you know, doing a number of other things, right? Like having a fasted life and having a prayer life and really dedicating myself to focusing on building my spirit, man. But that process, that journey of traveling through the stages of depression and the stages of acceptance and you know, only having God to lean on and focus on and to put my trust in, that really allowed me to build my faith. And as I was reflecting on that aspect of my life, I realized that there are times where or when we ask God for things, he gives them to us. But he doesn't give them to us, maybe not all the time in the way that we would like him to, right? Sometimes we ask God for something and we just hope he gives it to us, right? But a lot of the times, you know, we ask for strength and God gives us difficult times to make us stronger, right? We ask for courage. God puts us in the way of danger for us to overcome. We ask God for riches and God gives us ideas, right? We ask God for wisdom and he gives us problems to solve, right? So the things that we ask for, the things that we desire, we need to be careful what we're asking for, because the process or the end point for us to achieve that, we have to go through a particular process, and sometimes that process isn't easy. Sometimes that process isn't something that is enjoyable, right? Sometimes we have to lose for in order for us to win. Sometimes we have to give up certain things and go through hard times and trying times so that we can obtain the desires of our hearts, right? We think that, you know, sometimes we treat God like a ATM machine, right? We put our card in, we punch the code in, and we select the amount of funds we want to withdraw, and we think we just get the funds, right? But, you know, that happens sometimes. You know, sometimes it's that easy, and God blesses us in ways that, you know, we can't even fathom. But there are times where we have to put some additional work in, put some extra work in, to get those desires that we have, right? Because if where you are is hard, right? If the place that you're in, the things that you're going through, you just feel like, man, this is a difficult situation. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm going through these things for. You know, the thing I challenge you to do is to ask yourself, man, what did I ask for? What am I desiring for that I could possibly be going through these things, going through these processes, right? Because I think if we change the mindset of the way we go through things or the reason we go through things, we look for the lesson in everything that we go through, And I mean absolutely everything, right? Whether it's you losing your job, whether it's you losing your business, whether it's you getting into a car accident, automobile accident, whether it's you losing a loved one, whether it's you failing an exam or you know, losing a relationship, all of these things that we go through that seemingly sets us back. Ask yourself, man, what did I ask for? What did I ask God for that I'm going through this process? What did I say out loud that I wanted to accomplish this year that, man, in February and March, now March of this year, I'm going through all of these things that was unexpected. You know, I wish I wasn't going through, but, you know, clearly there's a reason. And I'm imploring you and challenging you to try to really discover what that reason is, because a lot of the times it's tied to the things that we ask for. You know, everything we need, again, is already inside of us, right? So when we ask God for something, he provides us with the opportunity or the environment to pull that thing out. You know, I remember when, you know, I asked God to bless me and my family financially, right? This was, you know, after my parents had passed, I was a bit confused and didn't really understand or know, you know, which decisions to make in different areas of my life. And, you know, I just asked God, man, to just continue to bless us, like allow me to be able to provide as much as I can for, you know, myself and my family and you know, everyone that is involved in the things that we're doing. And, you know, you ask God these things and you just expect him to just bless you, right? And just provide and just be like, all right, you know, here's your blessing. Because God did answer my question, right? He audibly answered my question. He was like, yes, I'm going to bless you. So, you know, I was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm going to chill and just wait on this blessing, right? And I became sort of an entitled person because, you know, I'm not going to do anything because this is something that God said he's going to do. So I'm just going to wait for it to happen. And then I realized that God started, you know, giving me all of these ideas and reminding me of the resources that I had, right? The many things that I had in my possession that I can use to be productive, right? To create and generate revenue in different areas of our organizations and different areas of my life. And, you know, I was, again, meditating on scriptures, and I just remember the Spirit speaking to me and saying, you know, you're asking for these things, you're asking to be blessed, but you're doing nothing without it, right? Obviously, you know, it says, the Bible says, faith without works is dead, right? But sometimes we take for granted of the things that are closest to us, or the people that are closest to us, the things that we have in our possession, that sometimes what we're asking for is on the other end of us using these things, is on the other end of us putting these resources and these skills and talents to work. And I'm constantly asking myself the many things that I go through, the things that I go through now in my marriage, the good things, the bad things, you know, even sometimes when we ask God for stuff and he delays them, there's always a reason, right? And I am so conscious of life, right? And the reality of it and how things happen or don't happen. I am a true believer that everything is on purpose and a part of a bigger plan. And I think, you know, that just happens because of my mindset and the perspective of, I understand that the desires that I have, the things that I'm asking for, they come with consequences. You know, again, if you ask for strength, you're going to be given difficult times to make you strong because the strength that you need is inside of you. You know, if you ask for wisdom, you're going to be given problems to solve because the information is already inside of you and you just need to use the understanding that you have to apply that information in different areas of your life to show yourself wise, right? And you ask for courage, you're going to meet some danger in different aspects of your life so that you can overcome them and be courageous. And again, if you ask for riches and blessings, you know, you're going to be given ideas. So again, I say, if where you are in life is hard, or is it is not a place that you like to be, simply ask yourself, man, what did I ask for? Because what I am going through is a consequence of my desires. It's a consequence of the thing that I am asking God to provide for me or to bless me with. And I just wanted us to reflect on that this week. As we go through the rest of this month and the rest of this year, everything that we go through, the experiences that we're having, it's all for a reason, and it's all because of something that we desire or something that we're asking for. And the situation that we're going through is trying to pull it out of us. It is trying to teach us a lesson, and it's trying to get us to a point where we move past and overcome that obstacle or that challenge that is currently in front of us. And one day you're going to look up, it's going to be, you know, 2 years past, and you're going to realize that, man, the thing that I was asking for, the thing that I was praying for, you know, 2 years ago or a year ago, and that situation that I went through, right? I lost my job, I lost my home, my car was repossessed. This close family member of mine passed away. But the position or the situation that I'm in now, you know, it's that much of a greater and better situation because of what I went through. You know, God gives his toughest challenges to his strongest soldiers. And, you know, I caution each and every one of us, right? Be careful what we ask for. Be careful for the things that we're praying for, because sometimes the process of us getting those things isn't an easy one. It comes with a lot of loss. It comes with a lot of pain. It comes with a lot of hard nights and hard days. But if we understand or try to understand the reason why we're going through these things and ask ourselves, man, what did I ask for that I could possibly be going through this? That answer can pull us through on the other end. All right. That's just something that was on my heart. I wanted to share on this pod today. I hope that as you go through life and you experience these different circumstances and things in your life, you gain a better understanding of why it could possibly be happening. And sometimes it's because of the things that we want that, you know, God is trying to pull from on the inside of us. So that brings us to the point of the pod where I leave with you a milestone, right? And the milestone today is a quote from an American author, and his name is Sean Anker. And Sean was quoted in saying, "The most successful people see adversity not as a stumbling block, but as a stepping stone to greatness." That's what I want us to internalize, right? I want us to take that and apply that in everything that we do. You know, any adversity that we face, any difficult times that we experience, let's not look at it as a stumbling block, right? Let's look at it as a stepping stone for us to progress through life, right? And advance ourselves both professionally and personally and even spiritually. Everything we go through should be teaching us a lesson about ourselves or for ourselves. All right, so I want to encourage you with that. All right, so that brings us to the end of this pod. This one was a quick one, but hopefully it was a powerful one for you. As always, my ultimate goal is to entertain, educate, and elevate you miles high above your fears, your doubts, and any limitations that you may think exist. Always knowing that those limitations only exist in your mind. All right, until next time, you guys stay blessed.